And now for some more news. There were some unusual stories from Norwich this week. A woman was banned from singing loudly because neighbours said she sounded like a drowning cat. 1,800 Norwich football fans supported a petition to introduce safe standing at football grounds. A leveret produced for the Go Go Hair scheme was taken on a bus tour of Norwich. And do you know the difference between a bushy Barnaby and a Billy Witch?
Fed-up residents say a woman banned from singing loudly inside her Norwich flat sounds more like a drowning cat than an opera performer. Heather Webb was served with a 24-month criminal behaviour order on December the 5th last year, banning her from singing at a volume which can be heard from outside her property. But Norwich Magistrates Court heard yesterday how the 48-year-old of Stewart Gardens on St Faith's Lane breached the order three times in January and February this year. Giving evidence, one witness, who lives two stories above Webb's ground floor flat, said she was watching TV on January the 8th with her headphones on when she heard the defendant. It comes from that flat constantly. Magistrates found Webb guilty of breaching the behaviour order on January the 8th and 9th, as well as on February the 7th this year, and they issued a no-bail warrant for Webb's arrest.
Almost 1,800 football fans in Norwich have helped trigger a parliamentary debate over the introduction of safe standing at grounds in the Premier League and Championship. An online petition to the government has topped 100,000 signatures, which means it will now be debated in the House of Commons in the summer. Norwich City Football Club has backed calls for the introduction of safe standing, with Managing Director Steve Stone believing it would make Carrow Road safer. A heat map showing the geographical locations of petition signatories showed the Norwich North, Norwich South, Broadland and South Norfolk were areas of particularly strong support. Clubs in English football, top two tiers, have had to be all-seater since Lord Justice Taylor's report into the Hillsborough tragedy in which 96 Liverpool fans died. West Bromwich Albion wanted to install 3,600 rail seats, which can be locked in an upright position and allow people to stand. But that was rejected by Sports Minister Tracy Crouch. However, Norwich South MP Clive Lewis said he hoped the parliamentary debate would make the government pay heed to what fans want.
A leveret decorated by a Norfolk school as part of the Go Go Hairs scheme has been taking in the sights of Norwich, thanks to a local tour operator. The sculpture, decorated by Corpusty Primary School and named Dandelion, hopped aboard the City Sightseeing Norwich bus, following an invitation from open-top tour bus operator David McMaster. As part of the Go Go Create project, schools and community clubs around the county were invited to decorate their own young hare sculptures, which will go on display around the city during the Go Go Hares Trail, running from July the 2nd to September the 2nd. This year's trail will feature 50 hares to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Norfolk Children's Charity Break, which it supports. Head teacher at Corpusty Primary, Dan Buddle, said, "Our leveret was purchased with money raised by the children and parents, and we were determined to make the very most of their investment."
"Look out, Billy. You have something on your collar. Could be a bishy Barnaby. Popple. That's fair a Billy Witch. I'll higgle." While the above language might not be to everyone's idea of normal for Norfolk, two common regional terms for bugs are about to be recognised by the Oxford English Dictionary, OED. The definitive record of the English language is planning to include billywitch, a term for a cockchafer beetle, and bishy Barnaby, a ladybird, later this year. Professor Peter Trudgill, president of the group Friends of Norfolk Dialect, FOND, said the terms were among many regional words for creatures. He said, it's excellent to see these words being recognised. A woodlouse is known in Norfolk as a sow pig, also given as just sow in older records. A crane fly is a daddy long legs, and that's already in the OED. Following Norfolk dialect expert and fond founder Keith Skipper said that the term Bishy Bunaby, Barnaby is thought to have been named after Bishop Bonner, a 16th century rector of East Dereham. He said, an old schoolyard rhyme goes, Bishy, Bishy, Barney B, tell me when my wedding be. If it be tomorrow day, take your wings and fly away. Fly to east and fly to west, but fly to him or her that I love best. Mr. Skipper said Billy Witch was more of a Suffolk term, and the cockchafer was often called Michamador in Norfolk.
The first feature today highlights a stage that has been at the heart of Norwich and Norfolk life for 250 years. Derek James wrote the first of our three performance-related features this week, and here to read it is Sam Elmhurst.